some earlier prejudice? So in a sense, habit four is the fruit of the first three habits, but it is the root of five and six. That is, it is like the tree that has its roots deep into the soil of mutual benefit, of trust, of abundance, of a desire for really valuing other people as you value yourself. Then the natural route to take, like a road, is habit five. We need to communicate. We need to understand each other, but always to understand the other first. Not to judge, but to understand. It's very interesting that judgment and understanding are almost inimical concepts. Literally, you cannot judge when you understand at the same time. They're mutually exclusive emotions, literally. And it's very ironic. Those who do not judge will not be judged. They will not be judged. They'll find that they'll create an aura around them and a culture around them that is non-judgmental. Why? Because they are so accepting. They notice. They observe. They don't judge. And they seek to understand without judgment. They don't agree or disagree. They're not into sympathy. Empathy is not sympathy. They observe. They notice. They understand. But then they also want to be understood. And out of that interaction flow new insights, new awarenesses that neither of them had before. And if they truly understand each other's deeper needs and interests and concerns, usually the creative right brain enables them to come up with solutions that are truly synergistic. So habit six becomes the fruit of four and five. Habit seven is the habit of continuous renewal. It's the habit we call